Tim McElgin is with BNA, Bloomberg BNA. They write wonderfully acute reports on things. His thing is Mike McKee. I don't know about your house, but cable TV observation in the Keene household has changed. Tim McElgin here on the future of cable and broadband. Tim, the immovable force is I observe people watching less TV. Is that actually happening?
Well, it depends on how you define TV, right? So if your teenager is upstairs streaming HBO onto their laptop, is that watching TV? I would argue that yes, it is. So how people are watching TV is changing greatly. But I think, in fact, if you do the measurements, the number of hours watching what we would typically or historically consider TV content is probably up considerably.
What is the future of cable now that we've seen the Time Warner deal completed? Do we see any other deals, or the company's just getting too large now that the Justice Department wouldn't let us go there?
Well, you know, I said they'd never let AT&T reform, so I've been wrong before. But I think really what we've seen is a pretty strong stand that we want probably no fewer than four large operators in any given segment of the telecom industry. And even if that wasn't the case in the cable industry, there's only a couple of big targets that would be worthwhile. That would be Cox and Mediacom. Cox, the family, has made it clear repeatedly they have no interest in selling. Mediacom's got its own issues, and Rocco Commisso, the founder, CEO, and chairman of Mediacom, is going to be very, very careful about any deal he either participates in as either a buyer or a seller. So I think that the big merger phase is over for now, and these guys have a lot of digesting to do as they pull these disparate systems together and make sure that they don't aggravate their customers.
Within the acute detail that you write on at Bloomberg BNA, what does it mean to Comcast, as an example, if what they do is nothing more than a conduit to other digital products? Are they agnostic?
Well, you could argue that they ought to be, and there certainly have been a lot of arguments over the years whether that conduit should be pretty much a utility, providing just open, fast access to any content you want. But when you've got a company like Comcast that also owns NBC Universal and they're picking up a lot of other content properties along the way, Charter hasn't really begun that yet, but we expect that they'll probably be looking that way too. AT&T is reportedly today in Bloomberg News reported to be actively interested in picking up Yahoo, and Verizon has made a number of high-profile content buys over the last few months. So I think that really what you're seeing is companies that never really believed that content and conduit should be separated are now moving to more vertical M&A activity rather than looking horizontally to just beef up their numbers.
Well, getting back to my original question, does the government want that kind of vertical integration?
Well, we're going to see, aren't we? It's pretty clear that the FCC is looking carefully at this issue. Tom Wheeler announced a few months ago that he was going to basically do an investigation of what's called zero rating, effectively assigning some content. Saying that some content will not count against a data cap, that is the limit of how much data you can use in a month without being penalized. The question is whether by excluding some data from those caps, are you in fact advantaging either your own content or perhaps a partner's content? So that's an active investigation going on at the FCC. A bunch of organizations wrote a letter to the FCC, I think 2 days ago, encouraging them to make to bring that into a formal proceeding, so that there could be as much public attention paid and public comment made. So that's one indication of how seriously they're taking it. And then there's also the set-top box issue, which really is talking about how do we free up content from conduit and make it possible for other players to come in and create the interface, whether that's a physical box or some sort of cloud-based interface that allows you to not only receive over the top the way a Roku or a Apple TV or any of the other devices do, but also integrate with that the cable lineup.
This has been great. Thank you so much. Tim McCallaghan, I'd love to get you in the studio here with Bloomberg BNA and their just acutely sharp reports.